I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, so Spadil brought this story in here about the Alexa voice. Spadil, what exactly is it again? The lady is here in Colorado. They claim this is her?
Yeah, so there's this guy named Brad Stone. He just came out with a book about Amazon. It's like a long book.
It's a long book?
Yeah, so it's a long book. It's a long book. And he says that this woman, Nina Roll, she's from Colorado, is the voice of Alexa.
Okay.
And everyone online is like, oh my God, this is her. So it's kind of going viral right now.
So, Jamie, you're an expert when it comes to, radio, voiceover.
Oh, yes.
You're an expert,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. That's what they call me. What?
All right, listen to this, and you tell me if you think that this guy is correct about this. Here's Alexa.
I can play music, answer questions, get the news and weather, create to-do lists, and much more.
Was that Alexa or her?
That was Alexa. That's Alexa.
Okay.
Okay. And, I mean, obviously, everybody knows that voice, right? All right, so here we go. This is the Nina Roll, who they say is the voice of Alexa.
Hi, listener. Oh, don't worry. It's okay. We like Kenny G, too.
No, I guess it could be.
I mean, her voice has to go through some sort of processing.
Well, yeah, it's obviously digital thought, you know,
yeah.
Because she can't say all those words, so they've done that. But I see the cadence.
Hi, listener. Oh, don't worry. It's okay. We like Kenny G, too.
I get it. Yeah, I get it.
I don't know.
I can
I don't
see
hear it.
Okay.
I can hear it.
Okay, well, I'm just saying that.
Why wouldn't it be?
I don't know. I just don't hear the same inflection, I guess it
but
is.
But you don't
that I'm
even use Alexa.
I don't, but I know what Alexa sounds like.
Yeah, but I mean, we have it in our house like all the time. I mean, right. She's annoying as hell.
Oh, it could be. It could be. I just don't hear it myself.
Hi, listener. Oh, don't worry. It's okay. We like Kenny G, too.
But I don't see any reason for this guy with a book except to sell a book would be lying about
yeah,
it. So
of course.
I really don't know if it
like
is or
I
not.
Like I said, last night, I literally was like, why is she so nice?
Now, do you think, does she get paid for that? The voice of Alexa, you think she's making a lot of money doing
this? I wouldn't think so.
I don't know. You know, I was supposed to say on the commercial, Sizzler, like that.
Yeah.
Remember the steak place?
Yeah.
So they had asked me to do Sizzler. So I told my agent at the time, I'm like, I want a lot of money for this. Like a lot of money. Well, they offered me $2,500.
That's it?
That's it.
To be Sizzler.
Of the nationwide Sizzler girl. And I turned it down.
No.
Yeah.
You can't do it for $2,500.
And I bet you they would probably would have tried to pay you in gift cards to Sizzler.
Endless buffet.
That should have been at least, I'm going to say, at least $100,000.
Nope. And it was even a union job. It didn't matter.
Wow.
It doesn't pay that.
Because they were going to use that for years.
It doesn't matter. It's like, it's what it goes for. Just to say, Sizzler.
That's a cross.
I like the way you
I
say
mean,
that.
There's
though.
A lot of people that would say that $2500 absolutely sizzlers just to say it one time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people would go for that.
Yeah.
But knowing the rates that they pay and how long that they can have the copyrights to it.
That was it.
Trademark,
and listen, I had a legit agent and everything. I had William Morris. Which is like, was one of the biggest agents ever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They're like, that's all they're going to pay. I'm like, that seems like that's like $200,000.
Hey, Spadil, you would take $2,500 to say Sizzler.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right? In a heartbeat.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.